to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? It's another episode of Video Game Bang, and we are newly in the munch of March.
Okay.
We're in the munch of March, and I'd like to welcome you guys all to Video Game Bang. We are on the cusp of our biggest weekend ever as a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Wizard World coming up this weekend in Sacramento, California, our hometown.
Woo!
And we hope you guys stick with us. Enjoy some of the content we're going to have. Follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. We're going to post all sorts of pictures, videos, what have yous.
If we can get some interviews.
We're going to try.
Yeah.
Damn it, we're going
to
try.
We might have to bum rush Stan Lee.
He can take it. Yeah. He can take it. He made superheroes, for goodness sakes.
I'll use my feminine wiles.
Stan Lee?
Yes.
It might work. Let's see. What else? We are on the edge of glory here. So that being said, if we were pop stars, he'd be Lady Gaga, Aaron Carter.
I can see it. She's very eccentric.
And
actually, you know what? I think he'd be Katy Perry.
She has nice boobs.
Katy Perry.
There you go.
I do have a nice rack.
Breasts. I love that word.
I'll take Carrie Perry.
I'll take Carrie Perry.
And you dated the Gym Class Heroes guy.
I just put you up on that game, didn't I?
Yeah. I actually listened to Gym Class Heroes today. Let's see. If we were pop stars, crap, I'm almost out of pop stars. He'd be Madonna, Steven Gutierrez.
Old and buff? I don't know.
Was it praise? What is that?
Like a virgin?
No, what is that God she believes in?
I have no idea.
Kabbalah, there you go.
Wow.
I think he's a Mortal Kombat character, too.
Cabal.
That's Cabal.
Bringing it back to video games.
That's terrible.
And she would be...
The Queen of Pot, Britney Spears.
The Queen of Pot, probably, yes.
Yes.
Britney Spears, and I am your host. Oh, this is Jade Arena.
Say hello. How's it going, everybody?
And I'd be Christina Aguilera.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the one with the talent.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Katy Perry doesn't have a talent?
You have a pretty deep throat, right?
Oh.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Katy Perry has a couple of talents. Let's jump into...
Two big ones.
NerdReactor.com. Go to NerdReactor.com. Buy yourself a sweater because their store is open. All sorts of new merchandise, shirts, cups, anything to fill your nerdy fantasies you could find on NerdReactor.com. And check out our articles. I recently did a review on South Park, The Stick of Truth. And South Park people responded.
I haven't seen a lot of reviews around town about this South Park. Mainly positive. It seems like everybody around is digging this game. I haven't seen any negative. Have you seen any negative?
No. No. Honestly, I think our review... Actually, Kotaku, I think, had the roughest review on it that I saw. I think ours was a little rougher than IGN and a few other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they responded to us, and they were mostly constructive.
What was that thing you posted up about comparing it to Skyrim?
Yeah, they didn't want the game compared to Skyrim.
You can't.
Yeah.
Why would anybody even attempt to?
I was using Skyrim as a point of reference as far as hours of play and branching storylines.
Then why don't you use Skyrim as a point of reference when you're playing a Mario game then?
Because this marketed itself as an RPG. It's set in the same type wizards and rogues.
I think with RPGs, since we've expanded way beyond just regular Final Fantasy I with RPGs, you can't really compare RPGs nowadays anymore. Because there's Western, there's, you know, the Japanese RPGs. There's too many different type of RPGs. If we're going on the rule that RPG should be longer than 30 hours, because theoretically, you know, RPGs take a lot of time and micromanagement and exploration, then that's one thing. But I don't think it holds that standard anymore. I think we can just go, you know, you could probably have a 10-hour RPG and still be as good as maybe a...
10 hours of an RPG and just be done with it?
It depends
at
on...
full price?
No, not be done with it. Because, I mean, you put... your time into an RPG. You can play, what, Skyrim and beat it in 2 hours, right?
Super quick.
Yeah, I beat Fallout 3
real fast.
There's
so much content in that game, and that game came out at how much money? Full price,
$59.99.
Mm-hmm. And you get that much time and quality. That's an A game. I gave South Park a B.
Really?
Yeah, I gave it a B.
After you just said that's an A game?
What? I said I'd give Skyrim an A.
Oh, I thought you said I gave that game an A game. Okay.
No. And that's worth full price. Mm-hmm. South Park is a good game, but it's not worth that full price.
Really?
I think the big thing is the difference between South Park and Skyrim is Skyrim was meant to be more open, and South Park was supposed to be more of a narrative that you follow. That's the two general ideas when it comes to RPGs. You either have a narrative that you're following along the path, or it's open world where you kind of decide your story.
South Park was open. They put the whole city in there, right?
Yeah, it's open world. It's like, it's weird how they kind of came off saying that they didn't want to be compared to an RPG when they threw so many elements from RPGs and they're saying they don't want to be compared to them. It's like, you know, I don't know. I think it's their PR being kind of anti what they are. Like, you know, they were hoping the review would say, oh, this is the nastiest, most disgusting game, because they could sell that. But when people are reviewing it saying it's not long enough, and honestly, they wanted people to focus on the vulgarity. Negative, and when you start picking on something else, they're like, no, don't do that. Don't pick on, talk about fetuses. Don't talk about the game not being solid.
Just talk about fetuses, man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So it was a good game. If you're a huge South Park fan, go buy the game. There's no reason not to buy it. If you are casual or just kind of nostalgic, just wait for it to go on sale. That's it.
Yeah. Or
DLC.
You can't pass it as a...
Or if you just like anal probing.
If you love anal probing, get it.
And there's apparently a lot of that in this.
There's a lot. Over seven? Yeah, 7 scenes?
That's terrible.
Nerd Reactor did a cool little article. We took the top 10 things out of the game that were the most vulgar and put them in a top 10 list. So if you're really just curious, don't want to buy the game.
You just want to see the nasty pots, everybody?
It's got spoilers. You know, and that's purely probably why some people are going to get it. They just want to see how far the game went.
One thing I did see on the reviews that did hold true with everybody's review, and I'm pretty sure you did the same thing, no real replayability.
No.
Yeah.
No. And then the main reason is the storyline didn't branch. There's no reason to go back and try something new. You can go through and pick a different character and do one fight probably and...
Oh, yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, they were like, there wasn't a difference between the characters. There was no restriction on weapons if you were a thief as opposed to a warrior.
That was a plus.
Well, see, some people, I mean, that's, you know, in a lot of RPGs, so some people might see that as a negative. Yeah. That's cutting replayability right almost out.
Yeah, one of my favorites, Final Fantasy X, you know, it's the same story every way, no matter which way you cut it, but their upgrade system, the sphere grid system, you can take any character down any sphere grid, so you can make, you know, what Yuna is normally your white mage. This time when it comes out, the remaster in 2 weeks, I'm making her my black mage. She's going to be my damage dealer this time. Titus is going to be my thief. Orin's going to still be my tank, or I'm going to, you know, move his speed up so he's just going to hit really fast. So it's, you know, that's replayability for me. I've played that game 200 hours plus 3 times. I'm going to do it again. Same storyline. I know what I'm going to see. It's just I get to develop my characters differently.
Yeah. And you don't get that in South Park, unfortunately.
Nope.
So we're going to move on to some game stories, video game stories to be exact. And our first one here is Gamefly to challenge Netflix by adding movie rentals to their service.
That's just going to be everybody in a minute. Mm-hmm. That's literally just going to be everybody in a minute.
Well, is that going to cause Netflix to start providing video games? That's my hope.
Streaming?
They were already... in talks to do video games a while back, but they nixed it. They canceled the idea because it just wasn't going to work. I think it wasn't going to work for them. My big thing is, who still gets discs for Netflix anymore? You know what I mean? It's 90% of Netflix customers. I don't know if it's an actual number, but 90% of the people I know that use Netflix, it's all streaming.
Yeah, it is. So that's why I'm saying if they go games.
I would still be using discs today if they didn't do that bitch move
price
they
raise.
Did. Yeah.
Without warning me, at least, because I know my price just went up one day, and I was like, "That's
they sent email."
Yeah, no.
Remember they wanted. Remember they changed the name to Netflix.
No.
Yeah, they changed the name because they were like, "We're going to split it. It's going to be two different companies. It's not Netflix anymore."
I remember hearing about.
I wanted a guy in a red costume knocking on my door, saying, "Hey, we're probably going to charge you a little bit more. Sign if you don't want it. Sign if you do." Exactly, uniform. And I'm like, "Yeah, no." So I had to go and cancel that. Only way I can see Gamefly one-upping Netflix is saying, hey, we'll be able to stream games to you now.
That would be ridiculous.
I'd probably do the $22.95 a month.
Gamefly, is this DVD, Blu-rays, they're in beta right now with this. So I think if you have their service, you have access to it. You know, the one big complaint I've heard about Gamefly from multiple people is that for their discs, they have a long wait time.
Yeah. I mean, they advertise, oh, get the newest games and everything like that.
They looked raped when you get them.
Yep. I've heard that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
And then I even seen online some people switching the discs out.
Yep. Put their bad copies in and and replace it with the new copy they get from Gamefly.
So, I'm apprehensive. I think I hope it's successful only in the fact that I hope Netflix picks it up, because I think Netflix will do it the right way.
What would happen if everything just went to stream with this? Like, we still have all the services, but somebody, Gamefly, Netflix, says you can stream the newest video games now.
Industry people are saying that that's where the future's heading, that this will be the last round of consoles, quote-unquote consoles, and that from here on out, the next generation is going to be all streaming.
I don't know if it'll be the last round of consoles. I think it's a little premature. Actually, I think you might have one more round after this.
I don't know.
I think this
is going to be. Can we agree that this is going to be the generation of discless?
This is where we're going to start
towards the end. Towards the end. I think
I'm already moving towards discless. You know, I'm always the person who has to lug their system around to take it to you know, family or friend's house. So I'm going as much digital this console generation as possible. That's why it's less things I have to carry.
The reason why I say middle towards the end, because Jada's like that. Steven's not, and I think there's more. I think there's more Steven than Jada. So
is that a fat joke?
And that's a problem, people.
So
fix it.
So I think by the middle, they might just be like, you know what, we're going to force you. And then they're going to push it towards the end. Because I think the next generation of consoles, there's not going to be that many consoles around. Like, I think there might be maybe
the Sony
two.
Box Wii U.
Maybe Sony Box maybe Wii U. One, maybe here, one and a half.
Make a bold prediction right now so that in like 10 years when some kid's going through the archives of Video Game Bang and he listens to this episode, he's like, that guy was right.
10 years from now, there will be one console to rule them all.
And the name of that console.
I wish I could tell you.
The company behind it.
Nintendo.
Wow. With the underdog.
You know why I'm going with Nintendo? Because they're probably going to do something crazy where Microsoft will just be like, well, we kind of want to get out of the video games, or we want to split and have our own video game division over here and do their own thing. And then Sony will probably be like, well, you know, let's do the same thing. And then Nintendo will just crush them with some amazing technology.
Box where you have to put your hands in the box to play.
And then they'll just swoop up everybody and just, you know, eat the other little companies.
Cortana coming to the Windows phone. So this story broke. Actually, it's been known for quite a few months that there was going to be a certain Cortana project on the Windows phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it leaked that it was actually going to be the same voice actress of Cortana. So people were getting really excited. And then now it's pretty much official. There's been screenshots released. Microsoft has a big conference the beginning of next month where they're expected to reveal all this stuff. Let's see. So she'll do everything that Siri will do, pretty much. She'll call you whatever name you want. It's going to be integrated with Bing, Foursquare, and whatever other app wants to integrate Cortana. Does this make you at all consider Windows Phone, Aaron? You first.
No.
I would if it was a better phone.
Wow.
Wow. Steven.
You seriously going to ask me that question?
No. The anti-Halo.
No. You know who wins this? The voice actress.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
She wins big time. For one, they're going to drop tons of money on her voice.
Yeah.
Everybody who has a Windows phone, which is like eight people.
said all eight people will love
will
this.
Will know her voice. And then all the Halo fanatics will probably pick it up. Just Gerald, good friend of the show.
Yeah.
He might buy it just for Cortana because he's a big Halo
fan. How long till we see, though, this get put to someplace else? Like somebody port it someplace else?
Cortana, exactly.
Yeah, because
I don't know.
Because I mean,
not very long.
Yeah, I mean, this
Scarlet
is
Joe.
This is what I want to see, because the car that I have, it has Microsoft Sync in it. Sync. Yours has Sync in it as well, right? Yep. And we have that generic voice that comes on or whatever. We don't have any fancy Cortana or something like that.
Ooh, and I got news too. Microsoft is breaking their deal with Ford.
Oh, see.
So they're not even going to support
Sync anymore?
Sync anymore.
Hopefully that opens it up, though. Well, I've been looking for hacks online.
It's
going to
be BlackBerry. Ford's partnering with BlackBerry.
I'm done.
Why would they partner with like the
new and rising BlackBerry? Are you kidding me? This new upstart company, right?
Yeah. No. I'd rather have Microsoft still with it. But what I want, I want some type of integrated, you know, computer Cortana in my car type of deal. But you know, like a Jarvis or something. And then why haven't we?
OnStar.
Why haven't we got freaking Kinect integrated in our car? So if somebody new sits down in your car and recognizes their face, they can automatically put the heat up to where they like or something like that.
Aaron, stop talking. Let's go set up a meeting.
Because like I just came up to your house when we a couple of weeks ago, sat down and Kinect looks at me and is like, "Oh, Aaron signed in." Boom.
Yeah.
So it has facial recognition.
And your car starts.
You can't do that in the car, real quick.
I have a feeling that at the fallout of this deal, Microsoft's going to get picked up with another car company.
And hopefully a better company than Ford.
Well, then I guess I'm moving to...
And maybe under the new CEO, hopefully.
I'm moving over to Toyota then.
I think I think we talked about the OneDrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think OneDrive, they're doing a great job with it. If you sign up for OneDrive, just by being a member and kind of participating in their stuff, like I have like 200 gigabytes that have just been gifted to me for the next couple years. Just through being one of the first couple people to log on because I have my phone hooked up to it. They're doing a good job with customer appreciation, and I hope that flows over to Xbox is what I'm trying to say.
So it sounds like you're begging right now.
Well, that's all I want because Google, they get a free song like every day.
Really?
From the Google Marketplace. Yeah, if you're...
Android is Google, right?
Yeah, that's you.
Mm-hmm. They get a free song every day.
Yeah, go to the store.
You go to the store and there's a free song every day.
I'm going to have to check that out. Why don't I get that? Because... clearly, it's a superior system.
Now, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to send this over to Aaron.
While all the Androids people now are looking for their free song, you
lighting
go ahead.
Up their big dumb faces. I'm going to go back to Aaron on this one because he actually cracked a story on nerdreactor.com. Grand Theft Auto business update is out today, people. Or
ooh,
yesterday.
50 cents in the club, free.
Really? Wow. Awesome. Club. Grand Theft Auto is actually... keeping their promise and putting out content like crazy right off the hot Valentine's Day massacre, if anybody got that one. There's more content for this new one, which is just cars, vehicles, and clothing. I've been waiting on business suits for like ever.
Did they open the stock market yet?
Not that I know of, no.
Did they?
I thought that's what the business one was.
No, it's just more.
That's what I thought. When I read business upgrade, I was like, oh, finally the stock market.
The heists.
Wish. Yeah, the heist is.
No heists yet?
No heists yet, no.
Rockstar, I'll be back when the heists come back.
They just been putting out new weapons, new clothes, new
we
custom
talked
maps.
We this game for like an entire year. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It came out, we played it for. We played it for a few
We played
months.
It for a long time. Yeah. We played it for a long time.
By our standards and what we do. We have to constantly be moving to the next thing.
Yes. So it's nothing against Grand Theft Auto. It's just we have to stay in the now.
Unless you get hooked on League of Legends.
And then you go and buy a credit card.
Oh, no. League of Legends. We'll talk about that because I know we have a proponent of that.
Okay.
Titanfall will add paid DLC as well as a season pass.
Terrible idea.
There are things we want in the game that we didn't get to ship in the final game.
Terrible idea.
So we'll add private matches and things like that for free.
Cop out.
That was stupid.
Terrible
when I read
idea.
That, I was like, it better be free, mother flacker.
That is the worst thing. A PR person should have just been like, no.
No. He probably was.
And they probably clubbed him over his head and said, we're going to do it anyway. But you never say, oh, we're going to give you.
We didn't get a chance to finish the game
that
you're going to pay full price for.
And
but guess what? We'll give you the stuff for free.
That makes kind of sense, though, because it's just an online multiplayer only game. And it's supposed to be the biggest thing since sliced bread for Xbox One?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow.
Crap.
See, I think my big problem is, and I think you guys touched on in the show last time, is Titanfall is the big Xbox One killer app because there's nothing else.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, there's such emphasis on Titanfall, which is a great game. I love the beta, but there's just nothing else that they're showing. Everything else, you know, Quantum Break and who knows what else. I can't even think of another thing that they showed off at E3 last year that was supposed to be big for the Xbox One. It's all focused around Titanfall and that's it. So
games are becoming too far and few between, in my opinion. You can count how many games are on a system now on your hand for these latest ones. And none of them are so stellar that they're going to hold you over to this next one. So it's like, the developers need to ramp up their production or call it quits, people.
Confirmed, Aaron and I are going to be at E3 this year.
Uh-huh.
And you better believe that we're going to be wearing giant shirts and have signs and we're going to lift them up every time a crappy game comes up, or we're going to be just screaming. Because,
yeah, I truly would not be a part of that mass audience whenever, you know, Forza 8, everybody. Yeah.
Boo.
I will throw a rock at you.
You lie.
I will throw a rock at somebody. Because it's just like they shovel it down people's throats and we're expected to just take it. And that's kind of, I mean, it keeps pushing me a little more towards, you know, these indie developers, like, all the time. Like, indie games come out almost every day. And they're so innovative and everything like that. It's just, you know, they don't have the graphical powers of these big boys. But to me, they're catching my attention more than a Titanfall is, than, you know, almost even with Destiny. Because Destiny's not even till, what?
September.
Summer?
September.
Look, friggin' fall.
We got beta in the next month or two, but yeah,
so
September.
So back in the day, and like I keep going back, I'm from old school type of thing.
Do you think it has to do with the fact of how much more production time it takes to make a game these
days? That better be the excuse. But even so, then, it's just like, so that means it takes longer to produce. That's cool. That means we only have, what, like 5 developers out there then?
Well, when you look at it, who the big players are, and they probably only have a couple projects going at a time, I agree it should be way more.
And I wonder, is it relative to how long development time for, like, Super Nintendo took?
And think of how it goes nowadays. Like, nowadays, we are reporting on video games that aren't coming out for 4 years because, you know,
yeah,
people are watching it so closely that, EA just trademarked the term Flashlight, so there's going to be a new game called Flashlight. It's probably going to be Madden Flashlight, or, you know, then we're reporting on stuff so much in advance that it feels like the games take forever to get here.
Well, then they should keep up with the times. Internet does. So they should be able to keep up as well. And I mean, even if this is what I would do, because I mean, like, if I'm a developer and I have a huge game coming out, I'm splitting my team, kind of a smaller team, to make a
you
little.
You really like splitting your teams up, don't you?
Well, it's all for the benefit of my customer. But see, a lot of people don't even think of that, or a lot of developers don't think of that. I'm putting a focus on a smaller game to come out for you guys to play. That's a precursor to the big giant one that you're gonna love for years,
like Metal Gear. Hopefully,
like Metal Gear. If Metal Gear put out something with a side character, where it's like, you know, I'll put it like
Ground Zeroes.
Ground Zeroes
is the one that's coming out this month for like $30. It's kind of the smaller, shorter.
So then, yeah,
and your information carries over to the big one.
And your information carries. What was the other game I'm thinking of though? Dead Rising 2.
Uh-huh.
Remember they did
the Case West.
Case West. No.
Case Zero.
Case Zero. That's what I was going with the zero thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, put that out.
K-Zero, yeah, that took balls.
And you can play that, and then you could transfer your stuff over to Dead Rising 2 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, come on.
I think that is a ballsy way to do it, and probably not successful because it's so hard to pull off. Like, the only reason I think it worked for Dead Rising is because that was a really good game.
Well, we have big titles that don't even do that. Metal Gear is probably a trailblazer right now.
Uh-huh. It's like those games that don't put out demos. It's like, what are you afraid of?
That's just craziness.
What are you hiding?
That's just craziness. I don't think.
Do you think every game should have a demo?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
sure. Yeah. Especially if we're going into this digital download era.
Yeah.
Heck,
because you're not getting refunded on digital downloads.
You sure the heck ain't.
That's my biggest problem.
And that's exactly why I'm not diving into that pool unless somebody splashes a little water on me first and I can figure out what's going on.
Make sure the pool's clean.
Exactly. I have no tolerance anymore for spending $60 on a game that I'm not going to play because it sucks. No more.
Next story. Let's see. A man stabs his girlfriend's estranged husband with the Master Sword from Zelda.
The cops arrived and said, "We're letting him go." That was epic.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
My question: did he drop any rupees?
Yeah, yeah. They probably asked him all that. But like, we came in and the pots were smashed all around the house, sir. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
That's what I thought people were missing out on, because I heard it on multiple websites, multiple radio shows. They all reported on the part where he got stabbed with a Zelda sword, and then in the story, it says that the man also hit the guy in the head with a flower pot
while screaming. Hey!
Yeah, that's exactly. Terrible. It was the man's name they arrested was Link.
Clearly,
Release his mugshot, and it's gonna be a little man boy. Blonde, green stocking cap.
That's terrible. Did the guy died?
No.
Hospital. Survived.
Yeah, everybody survived. Hospital.
Well, then
wounds.
If I'm the cop, I'm joking all day in the squad car while I'm putting them, while we're taking pictures and everything.
Pictures like,
put on this hat for me real quick. There we go. Turn to your side, Link. I mean, Scott, whatever your name is.
Like, how was it? How does it feel to defeat Ganondorf again?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's too many opportunities to make fun of this guy. Definitely.
This is going to, if not already, if someone's not working, if Freddie Wong's not doing it already, I'm sure there's going to be a video coming out with someone.
Freddie Wong? Yeah. And he split up his team. Him and the talent. Maybe, I say.
No, I don't think so. I think he was delusional.
What, Freddie Wong?
If you guys know, of course, if you're listening to this, you have to know who Freddie Wong is. Freddie W on YouTube. When he started, he had a buddy named Brandon Latch.
I'm thinking he's the brains behind it, dude.
I don't think he is. I think he's an idiot.
Have you seen the behind the scenes of Freddie Wong's videos?
Yes.
It's all him.
It's all him with the camera in the hand at the computer most of the time. Freddie Wong was the face.
Okay.
When Freddie has it, Brandon said, here, hold this real quick. And then,
like, Freddie was definitely the face. How many times did you see Brandon behind, in front of the screen? In front of the camera.
Not much.
You saw Freddie all the time. Who do you think is running that?
Well, I think it was Brandon was, like you said, like the techie guy.
Yeah.
But I think
the imagination
is street smarts and business smarts. I think he's an idiot.
But
we saw this with the Minecraft thing. Did he really think he was going to make $500,000 Minecraft movie without getting any licensing
deal?
That's
one mistake.
That's a big mistake. And I'm guessing that he was sitting in that room with Freddie and pitched the idea.
And you think Freddie didn't co-sign?
I think Freddie was like, that's stupid.
No. You're giving Freddie a little too much credit now. Like, Freddie was just like, no, that's a terrible idea.
Freddie said, that's stupid. We need to go get some deals. I'm going to make Video Game High School 3.
I think Freddie...
That's probably where his focus is. That's probably where
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
Video Game High School Musical.
Yeah, Freddie wants to go to that
thing. I don't know why.
It probably has a lot of views.
I like the first season was pretty good. I actually liked the first season.
You know, he's probably making some good money off... Because it's all Kickstarter run. It's not like it's generating its own funds. And it's not good. Don't tell me it's good if it's not making money on its own.
I never said it wasn't good.
I said I liked it.
He likes it.
I liked it. It's okay in like a, oh, that's kind of cool kind of way, but
it's not ground.
You need to do three Kickstarter campaigns.
Weren't you the one that was like, you watched it and you were like, I liked it, but then when you try to show it to somebody else, you're like, why am I really watching?
That's when it hit me. When I tried to show somebody and they're like, this is stupid. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because I mean, it wasn't like stellar. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this is the greatest show of all time. But
it was a cool time kill.
I didn't even kill time with it. I just killed it.
Well, if you're listening to this, we have recorded our first episode of Dungeons & Dragons. It's on the cutting room floor in bits and pieces.
Amongst other things.
We're chopping it up. We're going to put some sound bits. We're going to get everything going. We had some interesting times. It almost broke the podcast, actually.
I think it fractured a little.
I think we fractured the podcast. But, things will never be the same. Things happened that cannot be undone.
No.
Things were said that cannot be unsaid.
That's D&D, people.
And it's interesting. It's very interesting, to say the least. I like the story so far. Alex is doing a very good job.
We haven't even got that far into the story.
But
to know
a good story,
really.
To me, a good story raises a lot of questions.
We spent 5 hours on a fight, guys.
That's good story raises a lot of questions.
Longest
fight in
the world.
He has a lot of questions that are unanswered. And it's like, I want to get down to it. And I'm excited for the future about it.
So check that out. It's going to be coming within the next... We're going to be a little preoccupied, I'm going to be honest. We have a big weekend coming up, and there's going to be articles.
We'll just say we haven't forgot about it.
And actually, this weekend, after each day, we're going to record a quick podcast, post it up, things we see, things we hear. So be on the lookout this weekend for lots of Video Game Bang coming at you. Before we go into this break, anybody have anything they want to add?
Just started playing Dark Souls 2 this morning. Got my
all right, we're out of time. We're gonna go to just kidding. How is it?
Awesome. Already died and got an achievement for it. This is Dark Souls.
Well, yeah. They might as well give you something for dying. You're going to 100 times.
So look for my review on nerdreactor.com next week.
And we'll be back with more Video Game Bang. Welcome back to Video Game Bang. I am babysitting a bunch of people looking at their Android devices.
Brought to you by Google.
Free crap they get.
Freebies.
Microsoft, step up your game, please.
It's done for them. It's done for them.
I don't know. They got a fresh outlook. They got a fresh outlook.
They have a fresh manager.
Yeah.
That's not a fresh outlook.
Look at what happened to T-Mobile.
Yeah, that guy came in and was ready to bet the house on his ideas. Is this guy?
His damn mind. I hope so.
Well, then there you go.
You gotta be part crazy to be successful.
Okay.
That's what people like. Dana White.
Nobody He's just likes, a dick, yeah.
Nobody likes Dana nobody White. Nobody likes Dana
White. Oh, but he gets the fights the fans want to see.
He does. He does. He does.
And he just pays the fighters. And
those leg-breaking fights.
Man, there's something I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember now.
Is it the free stuff that you get on Google Android
That's
Marketplace?
What you guys threw me off with.
Well, there's the Xbox One update that went live today. Party chat on automatically now. And Thank a bunch God. Of other features.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
That is, of course,
the top 10 punch out games of. Because I think there was only four.
The return of one of our most controversial segments ever. One of the most popular segments ever. The trivia game.
Wow.
It is back, folks. And this is for this the heavyweight. The
trivia. I think I was the last winner.
No, you weren't.
We tied.
Yeah. You.
So I won the one before that, so I'm still
the
last
winner.
Was
that the three-way tie?
Yeah, it was the three-way tie, but I won the week before that.
If we go in past, then I won seven in a row.
But I was the last winner before the tie.
All right, we could argue about, we could pick nits all day, but we got a championship bout right here. And in the blue corner, at about 6 foot tall, coming from the mean streets of Natomas.
Stockton?
You must be talking about Steven, I'm
guessing.
Steven
Gutierrez.
Yeah.
I see you had to flip that.
Yeah, because I'm like, Natomas, I don't live there.
Yeah, I'm on the Crip side. What up?
Wow.
Snoop Dogg, my homie.
In the red corner, he went undefeated for his first 10 bouts, but he's back on a mission to win his championship back, Mr. Aaron Carter.
The crown is heavy, everybody.
And the ring girl, Jada.
I'll take it. Eye candy for everybody.
We really haven't done this in a while, too.
We haven't. No,
we
I totally
haven't.
Forgot about it.
Are your balls tingling?
A little bit.
That's gross.
I think it's because I have an itch.
So you guys know how the rules go. I'm going to start reading a question. At any point during the question, they're going to buzz in by using their names. Aaron, use your name.
Aaron.
Jada. Steven.
I'm trying to think of something clever, so I'm just going to go with...
Puffy Face.
Prince...
Dingleberry.
That works.
Prince Dingleberry. They're going to stop the question by saying their name. I will end the question, give them a chance to answer. If they're correct, they get a point. If they're wrong, they have to wait until everybody else goes before they get to go again.
Specific category, we're going round robin again.
This is round robin. Okay. I'm bringing it back. Whore.
Okay.
You say you're bringing back a whore?
Yes, he did.
Bringing back a whore.
Yes, he did.
Question number one. This bass heavy band performs the South Park theme song.
I'm out of that one.
Prince.
Prince.
Metallica.
Wrong.
Why would that didn't even sound like a Metallica theme song.
I'm just throwing it out.
You said bass heavy band?
Yep.
Jada. Nirvana?
No.
What?
I don't know.
Hey.
Really?
He's in the right time period. I'll give you guys that.
Yeah. It's
the South
sound.
Park?
The South Park theme song. Aaron, get off your phone.
I'm on my desktop.
Hey.
I'll leave it even right here so you guys can see what I'm doing.
Did you guys all witness that?
I witnessed it. You should subtract him. Like,
all right, wow. He gets to skip his first round. Everybody,
wow.
I'm going to give you guys another hint. Another song they did is the Robot Chicken theme song.
Mm. Oh, Prince.
Prince.
Death Clock.
No.
Damn it. I didn't know.
Death Clock Jr.? Was
that what you I didn't know what the rest of it was.
Another song they've done is My Name is Mud. Winona Had a Big Brown Beaver.
I bet she did.
Yeah.
Nobody on this one, huh? I thought I was coming easy.
No.
This one I came up with off the top of my head. I'm going to tell you that one. And nobody. And a member of the band.
You two?
Oh, wow. Terrible.
This is like some band that we've never heard of.
No, it's a common band.
Common band, but it's just we don't listen to them. And they're not free on the Google store.
See, I'm coming whore.
What kind of music? What kind of music?
Clearly alternative.
Yeah, alternative rock.
Jada.
This is your last one. I'm moving on. I'm closing the floor for answers.
Prince, right after that.
Okay. Jada.
Pearl Jam. Totally wrong.
Wrong, but still in the right time period.
Yeah.
Soundgarden.
Wrong.
Aaron.
That's a good other guess.
If you say Creed.
Can you take me higher?
Scott Stapp, everybody.
AC/DC?
No. Oh my god, way wrong time period.
I don't know.
The band said Iron Man theme song, then yeah, you would have been right.
The band is Primus.
Yeah, I would have never known.
I thought that was a
would have never known.
A gladiatorial event.
My name is Mud.
Yeah, okay.
Number two. This one you guys have a chance at.
Didn't Primus do Jimmy was a race car driver?
Jerry was a race car driver.
Yeah. Gross. See, I would have known by that.
It's all terrible.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Name a character in League of Legends who is a member.
That's unfair.
Of the fictional.
Aaron. Dr. Mundo.
Wrong.
Damn it. I don't know.
Who's a
Prince?
Prince.
Twisted Fate.
Nope.
You might as well. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Prince. We're on the same level.
Ash.
Wrong.
We're just. I'm just naming out characters now.
Prince. Wukong.
You have to wait until everybody goes. So, who's a member of the fictional band Pentakill?
Jada. My favorite, Mordekaiser.
Mordekaiser.
Who's all on that list?
Can I get bonus points?
No.
Ah.
Karthus, Olaf, Sona, and Yorick.
Yorick.
I'm not into the game that deep. Yeah.
Yorick van Lichtenstein from Gatherland.
Jada in the quick lead. Aaron, feeling pretty defeated
I'm
already.
Feeling like these are a little biased questions.
Yeah, a little bit, but whatever. We continue.
What is the original meaning? Question number three. What is the original meaning behind the name of G4? G4, everybody knows, a popular television network. Aired on the G4 network. Had great shows such as Attack of the Show.
That's a good question.
Really good question.
Wasn't an original show.
It was somewhere else?
It wasn't. Attack of the Show wasn't an original show of G4.
Where did it come from?
It was on G4. But
I said their original programming. I'm not talking about like on their original lineup.
Their original lineup was way different.
Focus on the question.
G4. It was
nobody knows this one? What?
No.
Jada.
Games for guys.
No. It was something that's stupid.
I'm guessing it has 4 G's in it.
No.
No, it's not. No. It's.
I can't remember. G4 it's a good question, though. It's a very good question.
For Generation 4.
Yeah.
Shit.
I was going to say, I literally was going to be like, it has nothing to do with gaming, because I remember that.
Yeah, it's supposed to represent the 4 generations of gaming, text, sprites, polygons, and textures.
Next. It was a good question, though. It was a good question. Yes.
Number 4. This A-list movie star lent his voice to an episode of South Park.
Prince.
Isaac Hayes. Wrong.
Damn it.
A-list movie star, and you go with Isaac Hayes.
What has Isaac Hayes done?
He was in Forrest Gump. He was in...
Was he in Forrest Gump?
Fight Club. No, I'm just trying to think of an awesome movie.
I'm just trying a celebrity name.
Let's see. He played a homosexual dog.
See, I don't watch South Park, so you've named 2 South Park questions. I don't watch the show. And then you went League of Legends, which I'm not that enthralled with.
A-list movie star lent his voice to an episode of South Park as a homosexual dog. Aaron.
Brad Pitt.
Wrong.
I don't know.
I'll give you this. Actually, Jada, go first.
A-list starred
A-list. This man is A-list. Still today.
George Clooney.
Yes. Wow. 2 points for Jada.
I've never seen the show.
That's the only
one I could say. Matt Damon.
That's the only other one I could think of.
That's been on the show?
That's what's been on South Park off the top of my head.
If this were...
If I watched a show, I'd probably know.
A boxing match, Aaron has been dropped.
If this were a boxing match, so far it would have been like a heavyweight versus a...
Swing and a miss.
Featherweight right now?
Featherweight.
Yeah.
Or welter.
And...
Because the questions are kind of...
Biased?
Yeah. But continue.
Oh, wow.
So continue.
You hear that? Okay. Question number 5. How many kilobytes are in a megabyte?
Jada. 1,001.
Nope.
Aaron.
100? No, that's way wrong.
Oh, I know it. Oh, I know it now. Gosh. I know it now.
This is, I wanted to encompass a little bit because I know we do video games.
1,068.
No.
Jada, 1,024.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it was 1,000.
I don't know. I'd never known that. Why would I ever know that?
It's a data storage thing for your Xbox.
I work in the realm of gigs and...
Right?
Thank you.
How many megabytes are in a gigabyte?
1,000?
No.
Then that 60.
Did you say how many gigs in a gigabyte?
How many megabytes, are in a gigabyte?
1,024.
It's 1,000.
How many gigabytes are in a terabyte, Aaron?
1024?
Yes, sir.
So I don't know. Okay, now I know. Continue.
See, that's a, I want to bring education.
Wow.
Education.
You should bring some better questions. You should bring.
I see why we nixed this game in the first place.
It's funny when you guys lose. Number six, name the street that Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing, grew up on.
Aaron. Yancey Street?
Yes, sir. Okay. He's on the board.
I was about to say Nancy Street.
He crawled back up.
That's what I was going
to
say.
He got knocked down. He crawled slowly to the corner, got himself up. He got a standing eight, but he's back in the game. He can still win.
That's a stupid question.
I was going to say that's kind of still biased because I think I was the only one that's going to know that one.
I don't know what you all know and what you don't
because
know.
Because these are like saying what ham sandwich is Peter Parker's favorite.
That would be ham on rye with a little jelly on the side.
I'm going to be completely honest. I think all but maybe one or two of these questions were all off the top of my head. So I thought,
clearly.
I thought everybody had a chance at these. Say stop. This is a different round of question. I want you, whoever says stop first, when I name a band who didn't have their own Rock Band or Guitar Hero game.
How was that? Did you play a lot of Rock Band and Guitar Hero?
You guys worked at GameStop.
We sold stuff to people.
See how good you do?
Go ahead.
The Beatles. Aerosmith. AC/DC. Van Halen. Green Day.
Stop.
Prince.
Oh, no. They did have one.
Going.
Son of a buster. They did have one.
Linkin Park.
Prince.
Jada. Or stop. But yeah.
Stop.
You said stop when he said stop.
I said Prince because isn't the rules.
No, you say
your
stop
name first.
I don't care. Jada. I didn't get it. Yeah, I didn't get it.
This is terrible, guys.
Yeah. Your questions are terrible.
Yeah, there's no Linkin Park.
You probably should have made that like a which one of these didn't have one and then named them all.
I would have accepted a multiple choice.
But it is.
We see where the flaw is in this game.
Yeah, it's Corey.
It's Corey because he just said all these are from his head, so we see where the... Continue, though.
Number eight. Fighters from this video game include Debo, Moses, Scarface, DMX.
Prince.
Oh.
Def Jam Icon.
Wrong.
Jada. Def Jam Vendetta.
Yes.
It was either Vendetta or Fight for New York.
Yeah, it was one of those two.
This comic book character had the best-selling single issue of the past decade.
You said comic book hero?
Yep.
Jada. Spider-Man.
Yes! Oh my God.
You could throw that out anywhere. You could have thrown that out anywhere. That's what
you
I was thinking.
Lifeless, getting beat down.
I think he's brutal.
She's definitely won.
All right.
Name a member of the group NERD.
Aaron. Pharrell.
Pharrell. Aaron.
Prince.
There you go.
Pharrell Williams. That's his whole name.
Wow.
You know, that's the one. That's one of the ones I didn't know off the top of my head.
Pharrell?
I just saw the band name.
Does
on,
anybody know any of the other guys?
Nope.
Nope.
No, not at all.
I do because I researched it and found out it is.
Not
who
at
are
all.
The other guys?
Chad Hugo and Shay
and George
Holley.
Harrison.
If you had said that, that would have stumped everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a tiebreaker question, Jada. I just want to make sure these guys know something.
Corey, I'm going to have to teach you
how
to write questions, man.
Somebody should.
You,
because if you thought those were broad.
You guys are just bitching because you lost.
No, I promise you.
That's 100%
it. I promise you.
These were gettable questions.
By me?
G4 question.
I've said multiple times I don't watch South Park.
I've seen that homosexual dog thing, George Clooney voice everything on multiple things. I've never even seen the episode.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen the episode.
South Park fan.
That's a South Park
thing.
I
saw it like on
you would have
hey,
to
remember
named,
the 90s or
he
something.
He named Prime,
like that.
He named the Primus one and the South Park and the George
kilobytes
Clooney one.
Kilobytes and a megabyte? That's common sense.
I didn't get the Primus question.
That's not common sense.
That's totally common sense.
The kilobytes to megabytes?
Yes.
Yes, that's common
that's,
sense.
That is common
if you
sense.
Are,
we're
going
to take these questions to the Comic-Con.
We will.
Oh, we're
oh,
gonna,
yeah,
you
want yeah.
to? We're going
yeah.
to take these questions to Comic-Con.
No, yes.
100%.
And it's going to be fun.
Okay.
It's going to be really
that
fun.
That particular question, I believe.
Maybe that'll bring.
First of all, I only look at the gig size because that's what's the most right now.
It's
well,
common sense that that's how many bytes are in a kilobyte. Kilobytes in a megabyte. Megabytes in a gigabyte.
We're
gigabytes
gonna,
in a terabyte.
That's not common knowledge.
No, Steven, trust me. Because what they think is common knowledge is not common knowledge in their world. But we're going to go to a broader...
Anybody who deals with computers...
Okay, like I said, games, a common knowledge in your world.
Common knowledge. It's common knowledge for games
it's
and computers.
It should be a crime.
I should be able to give citizens arrest.
I can understand that.
If you use a computer...
No.
That is common knowledge.
I've used a computer my whole life, and I still didn't know that.
These were solid questions. Airtight. I'll defend these questions.
You'll defend them because they come from your brain.
Yeah. You're just trying to defend yourself.
Thank you. That's what you're defending.
And my brain is the one you guys say is so. Like, I'm the worst at trivia.
You are not answering these questions. You're the one giving the questions. You are the worst at trivia. Hands down, you're the worst at trivia. Bar Dominique. But you are the worst at trivia. You haven't won one game.
That's true, but you guys couldn't answer my
questions. So, why would we put the worst person at trivia in charge of putting the questions for trivia?
It's my show.
I see what's going on here.
What's nonsense is your goddamn questions. That's what's nonsense.
But
if you're listening to this and you did not know how many kilobytes were in a megabyte.
We're preaching to the choir is what you're doing. That's why I said it's perfect at the Comic-Con, because we're going to a whole new... Oh, and I got the
let's solidify this. I think we should bring a clipboard
and let's tally it.
Oh, we will.
We'll tally it.
Trust
me. Who gets it right.
We'll have video evidence.
You want to do first to like 20?
Well, we'll have video evidence. We're going to be questioning a lot of people there. Okay. We're going to be questioning a lot of people there.
So what's the bet? Most people? I want to say... I think there are other dummies like you guys.
You're already... So, no. Don't try to just... Don't try to undercut it by saying, I think there are dummies out there, so they're probably going to win. But no.
No, you won't win.
Okay,
so. What is the percentage cut that you think are going to get right and wrong, Aaron?
I'm just going, I'm not caring about percentage. I'm saying the majority is going to be
wrong.
They're going to be like, I can already see a lot of them.
It's going to be basic, like 100.
I can already see 1,000. I see a lot of thousands coming up.
Nobody's going to throw out random 24.
I swear to you. I don't see how two people that worked at GameStop for the longest thinks that's common knowledge.
It's common knowledge.
Anybody who uses a computer, and you've done videos and stuff like that. That's all sized out and everything.
And I've never once looked at the size of anything in that small.
The max size to get to the next part.
I've never even cared.
I'm like, okay, this file is 4 megabytes.
You know, the last time I cared the size of something was on a floppy disk when it was like 1.44 megabytes.
Maybe I'm just not taking into account for age.
Did you guys?
Maybe
it's an ancient technology.
Did you guys take a computer class in high school?
Yep.
Aaron is that older than I am. I'm probably the youngest one here.
That was taught in computer class in high school.
Yeah, that was like...
Mind you, I've been out of high school for 10 years.
Yeah, same here.
I took
a computer class in high school, and they didn't touch on anything.
They touched on the OS, but I don't remember them talking about sizing.
I know area very well. The difference in high school we went to was pretty...
Oh, well, I guess that does kind of solve it, huh?
Yeah.
Could be. Education we dominated system. In sports and became major athletes, and then...
Your
football team did, but yeah.
Natomas went under
team,
the...
Our basketball team went very... That's where... Very, our basketball team was... Almost equivalent to Grant's football team.
You have lost.
You're mine.
You're mine.
Back when our years, our 2003, 2004 years, our basketball team.
Lost. You probably don't want to show your face in that neighborhood anymore if anybody from Grant heard that. Because that is blaspheme, sir. That is blaspheme.
No, trust me. I know how good Grant's football team is. I know.
I don't think you know this. I don't think you know. I think you have an idea.
My half my family is alumni from Grant, so I've been to my share of Grant's
and they're games. Probably right now cursing your name. They are cursing your name right now.
So.
You are uninvited from family reunions. You are barred from society.
We have video game news still. Believe it or not, there's still stuff going on in the video game world.
Clearly.
Twitch announces that mobile streaming and capture tools are on their way.
Useless.
What are
we gonna? What are you gonna stream on your phone?
Flappy Bird.
That's the first thing. What Jerry said is, "I'm streaming Flappy Bird all day."
Jerry, in a long time.
Well, he said it's the first thing he's streaming is Flappy Bird.
I'm gonna stream it and just hit zero every time.
Now,
see how many viewers
is this? Is this Twitch thinking that mobile gaming on your phone is gonna get better?
I
Are they giving us a little inkling, maybe?
I have to assume that they're not creating this just so we could watch Flappy Bird and Angry Birds.
Candy
Crush? I mean, maybe it's for... Maybe it's... I mean, can you watch Twitch on your phone right now? Like, other, like, full game console?
You can.
Okay, so I don't...
It's going to have the ability to capture and broadcast gameplay, video, and audio. Video capture from the front-facing camera, so we could look at your big stupid face as you're like playing you're doing Angry Flappy Bird. Boy.
Damn it!
audio capture using an internal or external microphone. That's cool. Videos can be archived for immediate viewing on Twitch and uploaded for sharing.
Oh my gosh, it's just so useless.
Can you oversaturate an already oversaturated media?
Yes. Clearly. That's what Twitch is going to do again.
I don't know. That's a good question because everybody wants to stream now.
Maybe tablet games?
That's the meta.
Maybe tablet games will...
Maybe tablet games find a home. Better. My other thought is possibly... it's like YouTube, in a way.
Yeah, I guess.
You can't oversaturate YouTube because if your video, just people won't watch it.
But like YouTube, you can search stuff, like specific stuff. If I want to go see a dog jumping over a fence, I can type that in and then I'll find it. On Twitch, can I... Like, I want to see all the videos I have on just pentakills. You can do that, right?
I don't think so. I think it'll... I don't know. I don't use a lot of
Twitch. I don't know how it works with archive stuff.
Yeah, that's what
I just
I'm,
know
yeah.
You can watch streams.
Hmm. I don't know then. Because I was never really a big Twitch fan.
Yeah, I'm more into playing instead of watching. Yeah,
maybe if I had no video game system. But I don't even know how I'm watching Twitch because then I'd probably play something on the PC. Like, I don't know.
Robust chat options, including emoticons, badges, chat colors, and easy discovery of related broadcasts from other gamers. So there you go.
I have one gripe from this generation of like Twitch or whatnot, and it comes from League of Legends, and it's the fact that so many people watch all these professional players play, and they're like, oh, look at... You know, blah, 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 just did this. I can do that. And they get in the game and they get destroyed because they don't know what they're doing. And, it messes up. I hate imitation when it comes to, like, people just copying what's popular. I don't know. That's just me.
The meta. I mean, everybody copies what's popular.
You get into every game. And it's always, and from my experience and the level I'm at in League of Legends, the person who comes in there shouting at where everybody needs to go is always the first one to die. Always.
Well, I mean, those type of games, to me, League of Legends is like Battlefield. I don't really like playing by myself. I only like playing with the people I know. When I play with random people, they're just all dicks.
Pretty much.
Like, and elitists.
There's a lot of them out there.
And if people say that League of Legends players get bad raps, yeah, they do, because they're usually just bad people. I think today was actually the first time I've ever played with two random strangers. It was a 3-on-3 match, and none of them were dicks.
What, did they communicate?
Yeah, they communicate all the time. They were like, hey, Yasuo, fall back. But they never typed it in. They just clicked. And I was like, that's cool. And they didn't like ping 12 times to get back like they were mad. They like ping literally once, and I was like, okay, I got it. And then I would move back. Literally only died like 3 times the whole match.
Nice.
So, I mean, there you can be nice out there, people.
Proof is in the pudding.
And League of Legends.
Well, and we had that experience the other day where we would play with Adam, who's really good, or Noel, who's...
Noel is a rager.
Kind of good, but he's a rager. Even Adam rages at us. Like, he complains. Every time he dies, it wasn't his fault.
And that's why I posted that video. The top 10 rules. No. The top 10, rules of playing League of Legends. And the number one was, don't rage when you're losing or you feel like, you're going to lose. And everybody does, though. What's going on? They'll type it all in, and what the heck are you doing and stuff like that.
Report for feeding.
My most hated is GG. 2 minutes into the game, GG. We lost. You gave up first blood. GG.
Like, and then disconnect.
So many games are won and lost in that 15 to 20 minutes of a game. Like,
but
first 30 seconds don't matter.
I don't know.
It's like a bunch of idiots play this game.
There are.
It's because it opened up to the mass and it's free to play.
But
it kind of
feels like how I stopped playing.
Talking about you guys too.
I know he was talking about us.
It kind of feels like how I stopped playing Yu-Gi-Oh, because there was no, there didn't seem like there'd be a clutch moment. Remember when we started playing Yu-Gi-Oh, Steven, and then we got into like the newer cards, and then somebody would set up one side of the field, like in the first turn, and they'd be like, oh, it's over. And they would just scoop the deck and then they'd start over again. It's just
which
like.
Which was Noel and Adam.
Yes, exactly. It's the same. They're in the same realm. Because now people.
We came back from stuff like that. And
before just all that new stuff, though. But before that new. And with League of Legends, you can't. Me and Corey were playing just yesterday, and remember they fed one character, and we were like, and I was like, how do you beat one character that's fed this quick and there's four on one and she just wiped us out?
Depends on the character. Some characters are classified as hyper carries, and if you feed them that amount of gold, very little short of a miracle can stop them.
But like that shouldn't be in a game anymore.
Sounds like a broken game.
Yeah, well, to me that seems like that needs to be
out. It's hard to get fed like that.
It is hard.
Things have to go perfect.
And see, that's the thing, is there's so many working gears in League. It's a lot of that's why when you build your team, you want to build your team comp around different things. You know, you want to have an initiator. You want to have somebody tankier to take the hits. You want to have somebody who has a lot of crowd control to shut down that character. So, you know, somebody gets super fed, you lock them up with all your CC. You got your team blows that person up because they're not going to be invincible.
But see, all those little gears and stuff like that isn't inviting to the new person that wants to get in.
No, and you know, and
so it's like,
unfortunately, no, I agree. And unfortunately, the problem is with League is that there's so many people that create Smurf accounts.
People
create Smurf accounts, so people who are you know ranked in gold. And
a Smurf account, Steven, is somebody that's really high and very
skill
good
level.
Skill level, but they will make a new character.
A new account.
New account, just so they get lower noobs. People.
And usually it's to play with their friends.
The twink thing, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but see, almost like twinking. This is
where I was coming from, because one of the other rules on there was, you know, try not to die. And then mm-hmm. Gondo was like, well, isn't that obvious? Well, for your Call of Duty players like me, when I play objective games, which I like playing objective games, I can die 700 times
still win
the match.
Yep.
You wouldn't be like, oh, you're feeding because, you know, you died 700 times. You'd be like, well, I'm trying to get an objective right now. And so when I first went into League of Legends, that's how I played. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can die as many times as I want to. I'm trying to take down this tower, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. But you are vastly punished for dying a mass amount of times and feeding one character.
Do you
and stuff
still
like
feel
that.
There's no clutch moments in the game?
Not as much as a video game needs to be. Not as a multiplayer versus game needs to be.
Why wouldn't they just do it to where when you died, you have to start back over? Like, with your power-ups.
Oh, that'd be ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Because the games would be 7 hours long.
Then it would be even worse.
Yeah.
The game would be... You'd never finish the games.
Okay, because... And this is, again, why I said I think Street Fighter is more of an e-sport. Because I remember watching a whole bunch of Evos where somebody would be down, like, you know, power-wise, be losing. And then all of a sudden, a couple of combo pull-offs, and they will turn the game all back right around.
Happens all the time.
We won a game today where it was 60 kills on the other team to our, like, 35, and we won.
But it was because one guy went and snuck behind enemy
lines,
right?
No, it was team kill. We had a fed Blitzcrank and a fed acid-spitting guy.
Cassiopeia?
But I thought you said it's because the guy...
No. The guy, when he dies, he still attacks you.
I thought you said because of the
Krogmaw,
one guy that destroyed their base, right?
Well, no, it was a good fight. Like, we were down, like, even worse than that. Mm-hmm. But then I kind of got fed for, like, the first game in my life. And then we started team fighting, and we were actually taking them out and killing the Blitzcrank.
There's so many pivotal moments in League where one fight turns the whole game. You can be ahead all game. You lose one fight. The other team takes all these objectives. They are instantly in the head. Have you spectated any matches yet?
No,
I'm not spectating the match.
You don't have to watch the whole thing. Spectate like 10, 15 minutes of the game. It shows the gold counter for both teams. It tells you exactly how much gold each team has earned. It shows mm-hmm. their farm or whatnot. And you'll see a lot of times in those games you spectate where the gold, you know, one team will be down. I watched when they were down 15,000 gold.
This game came back and they were up three.
It's a lot of
it's good.
It's like crack. It's a different experience
it's
every
like
game you play.
Like crack for some.
It's, suckers. That's what it's like crack for.
It's definitely, like I said, it's not really inviting to the new people. It's been around for 5 years and they still haven't figured that out to me, like
it's
how to make
better.
It inviting.
It's getting so much better.
After a while, if you played enough games and you kind of get a rhythm, and you do have to find your champion, because mm-hmm. with anybody else, I can see myself getting bored, but Yasuo makes it feel more like an action game as opposed to me, you know, clicking and running around.
That's why I like
when
that.
I hit, you know, my button, I'm slicing somebody real fast. He doesn't work on mana. He works on just cooldowns. So that's the only reason why I continue to just keep using him over and over. But it's just, it's a, to me, there's more ways to lose than there is clutch moments. And we've played, I've played a lot of times.
There's a lot of,
and like, we haven't had that many clutch moments out of a lot of times.
You won't see a lot of those in the early games. I'll be honest with you. And that's, that
but
is,
when
that
we
is
get
a,
to the later games, that's good. When you're getting the even more douchier people who are like, I don't want to lose up high this level because I'm trying to get on the little,
because they have the league or die mentality.
Yeah. They, yeah. It, so it's just like, there's no fun zone kind of, unless you're a hardcore, but unless you're hardcore, you can't be a beginner and be like, this is fun. You can't.
If you're playing with friends.
Yeah.
If you're playing with friends, you literally
have to just play with friends and then bots.
I agree.
And then you get the credit card.
No, yes. You will never get the credit card. I will never get the
There's
credit card.
There's a League of Legends credit card for those of you out there who don't know.
And yeah.
Setting mine up
as,
tonight.
As go far ahead and as set rewards it up. Go for buying things, you get RP points, which is the in-game currency, which you have to have a little bit of a problem.
Just hook up an IV of cocaine to your arm and let it
set me up.
Turn
and,
all night. That's terrible.
A little foreshadowing with the League of Legends. We're going to have an interview pretty soon with people from Elite League Live. They're going to be interviewing on the show, and we might get a little skirmish in with them. And it should be fun, right? What are you expecting from that, Aaron? You expecting to be competitive whatsoever? For our team, because we're gonna pull.
Well,
our
yeah,
best.
I'm gonna.
BGB has to offer.
That's why I've been practicing with Yasuo. But I see, like when I started, when you told me about it, I was like, well, we're just gonna put our best out there. So that's why I just, you know, went out and was like, these are our best people. Let's put them out there. But since it's a PR type of thing too, and I have to, you know, I'm gonna be in it. And I was like, well, then we got to figure it out. More strategy because
I'm just expecting massacre. I don't think the game's gonna be any more than 15 minutes.
No, I don't think we'll get massacre.
No,
I think we'll put
happening.
Up a good fight.
Wow, are you
so?
Raging already? And you were
no. These people are legit. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah,
these are the people with the IV and the.
But the pressure's on them.
Pressure's on them. Because
if they lose to us,
yeah, yep. You know, then they,
because
you know,
you
I'm trying to think
are,
of a game Steven's good at, but I'm having a hard time.
I will flame all day. I will let everybody and their
Call
mother
Duty?
Know.
If you're going to insult somebody, come out harder than that. Yeah. you're struggling there.
I'm trying to think of something you're good at. Okay, Call of Duty. You get to play against like an elite, almost championship level team, maybe championship. I don't know their exact skill level, but it's you have no pressure. You can just go out there and have fun.
It's not like that. It's not like a
Call of Duty.
The game
just sounds broken. Like, it sounds like there's a lot of flaws with this
there's
game.
A lot of rubber band
and there's a
so.
Lot of people that just go with it because that's the quote-unquote meta.
Yeah, it's definitely the meta. But we'll see when we fight them. We'll see. I'm expecting a good match.
Well, that's...
I'm expecting a boar fest. That's what I'm...
That's awesome. It's been a full day. Got a lot out there. Big weekend ahead. Check it out, everybody. Once again, check us out at Video Game Bang on Twitter. Aaron's going to be posting pictures, I'm sure, at YDAK, YDAAK, and myself at RealCRV. Stephen Gutierrez, your Twitter handle.
I believe it's at Lunchbox916. That's Lunchbox with two X's.
Two X's.
916.
916. Jada is going to be there at
Jada_Arena.
And yeah. We hope you enjoy all the stuff coming up, and we'll see you on the internet.